We're having a special class tonight. The class is the Rambam's letter to Rabbi Ovadia the Ger. And let's dedicate our learning tonight to Reuven ben Devorah. He's going to undergo an operation, and Hashem should give him refuah shlema, hachlama gemura u'mira. And we await hearing good news from him. The Rambam writes as follows. We're reading from Rav Shilat's edition of the Rambam's letters. Higiu elai sheilot marana v'rabana Ovadia. The questions of, and the Rambam gives them titles, and the Rambam does not give titles easily. The Rambam says the questions of our master, our Rabbi Ovadia, have come to me. Hamaskil, the intellectual one. Hamevin, the one who has understanding. Ger tzedek, a righteous ger. Yeshalem Hashem paolo, may Hashem pay him back for his actions. Utehim maskulto sheleimam im Hashem Elokei Yisrael, and may his wages be complete from before Hashem, the God of Israel. Asher ba lachso tacht kenafav, that he's come to take coverage under God's wings. So the Rambam wishes him that Hashem should pay him well. And the Rambam is really quoting a pasuk here. This is the pasuk of Boaz in Boaz's greeting to Ruth. Boaz tells her, Yeshalem Hashem paolech utehi maskutech shilema. That's this pasuk. Meim Hashem. Okay. So the Rambam says, I've received the questions, and may Hashem bless him and repay this ger tzedek. Sheila rishona. The first question he asked me, al iske habrachot v'atefilot, regarding the blessings and prayers, bencha leben atzmecha, o im titpalel betzibur, be it when you pray alone or if you pray with the congregation, hayesh lechalma loken v'rkoi avotenu. Should you say in your prayings, should you begin your Shmon Esrei and say, Hashem, our God and the God of our forefathers? You're a ger. Are they considered your forefathers? V'asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, and can you say in your blessings over a mitzvot, can you say Hashem who sanctified us with his mitzvos, when technically you're a ger? V'asher ibdilanu, and can you make the blessing, could you mention in your prayer about how God separated us from those that are in error? V'asher bachar banu, and can you also make the blessing on learning Torah that God chose us? V'shinchalte et avoteinu, and the prayer in which we mention that Hashem gave our forefathers the land of Israel. V'shotzeitanu me'etz Mitzrayim, and can you say that Hashem took us out of the land of Egypt? V'she'asan nisim na'avoteinu, or else the blessing that we say on Hanukkah and Purim, that Hashem did miracles to our forefathers. V'chol kayotze b'inyanim elu, and etc. All similar aspects of our prayer and our blessings, can you say those? That is question number one. The Rambam's answer, we are going to see shortly, is quoted in Halacha. We have to remember that the Rambam is one opinion in Halacha. This letter of the Rambam specifically is quoted in Halacha. It has great weight halachically. We cannot learn Halacha from the letter because the Halacha is decided not by the Rambam, even though the Rambam did decide it for his day and age, but nowadays we have a Shulchan Aruch. So we can't go blindly with this Rambam. We have to find out what the halachic ruling is today. But you should know that much of what we're going to learn is halacha. Much of what we're going to learn is quoted in halacha. I'm only not saying all of it because I didn't sit down and check each word to check that it really, that's how we rule halachically. But technically this is the direction the halacha goes. Yes?
Okay, Robert, what if, like example, I'm in the process of conversion and I follow Rambam?
In Halacha class. Our class is in Halacha. Our class now is trying to understand the Rambam. So let's read what the Rambam has to say. Tshuva. Answer, says the Rambam. Yesh lecha lomar hakol ketikna. You're supposed to say everything the way you should say it, says the Rambam. Say it like everyone says it. Just the way our sages instituted the blessings and prayers. V'al teshane davar. And don't change a thing. Ela kmo sheitpalel v'ivrech kol ezrach m'Yisrael. But just as every citizen of Israel prays and blesses, kach ro'i lecha levarech u'litpalel. So it is fitting for you to bless and pray. Ben sheitpalalta yechidi, ben sheita shalech tzibur. Regardless of whether you're praying on your own or you're the representative of the congregation, you're the shalech tzibur. Ve'ikar adava. And now, this is the key point why I wanted us to learn this letter. The Rambam says the main point here, and the Rambam is going to explain the principle behind this ruling. Shavraham Avinu, that Avram, our forefather, who shelimed kol ha'am v'hiskilam, he is the one that taught the nation, he is the one that educated them, v'hodiyam derech ha'emet, he informed them of the true path, v'yichudo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and God's singularity. The concept of monotheism was a concept taught by Avraham Avinu. Uva'at ba'avodah zarah, and he kicked away paganism, idol worship, ve'hefer avodatah, and he annulled its service. Ve'ichnis rabim tachat kanfei ha'shechinah, and he brought many under the wings of the Shechinah. Ve'limedam ve'horan, and he taught them, he educated them, ve'tziva banav uvnei beito lishmor derech Hashem, and he commanded his children and his household, the servants, the people who were part of his general household. We know Avram had an amassing of people around him. He taught all of them lishmor derech Hashem, to watch the way of God. Kmo shekatuv b'Torah, as it says in the Torah, God says ki yidativ, for I know him. And we know that in the Bible the word to know means to have an affectionate connection. For I know him, for I love him. Leman asher yitzaved banav ve'et beito acharav, for the fact that he commands his children and his house following him, v'shamehu derech Hashem, they watch the way of God. So Avram teaches his family, Avram teaches his children, the people who are part of his household, he teaches them the concept of monotheism and how to serve God. Lefichav, and here's a point, you got to listen closely to catch the Rambam's point here. Kol mi sheyitgayer ad sof kol hadorot, whoever becomes a ger till the end of time, till the end of all generations, v'chol hamyached shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whoever singles, he recognizes God's singularity, k'mo shekatuv b'Torah, as it is said in the Torah, talmidav shel Avraham Avinu uvnei beito hem, they are all referred to as Avram's students. They are all referred to as the children of Avram's home. V'chulan echzir lemutav, and it is considered as though he brought them all back. Sons of Abraham. Keshem shechzir anshei doro b'fiv uvlimudo, just as he brought back his generation with his speech and with his teachings, kach echzir kol atidin leitgayer, so too we consider it that he brought back all those that would become gerim in the future, bitzavato, with his command. Tzava is not only a command, tzava is also his will, the will that he left, shetzivat banavet bnei beto, that he commanded his children and his household. Now listen to this line. Nimtza, it turns out, Avraham Avinu, Avraham our forefather, Av, he's the father, Lezaro haksherim alchim bidrachav, to his offsprings, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, his great-great-grandchildren, our generation, which we'd have to say great maybe 30, 40 times, grandchildren, those that are kosher, who go in his footsteps, Ve'av letalmidav, he is also a father to all his students. Vehim, and who are these students? Kol ger sheitgeyer, any ger that becomes a ger. So the Rambam here is teaching us that we were his great 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 grandchildren, and anyone who becomes a ger, it's like he's his son. And here you see an insight as to why, when you guys are going to get an aliyah, we call you Ben Avraham, the son of Avraham. Think about it. Think about what the Rambam's telling us here. Lefichach, therefore, says the Rambam, Yesh lecha lomar Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avoteinu, you should say about God, he is the God, our God, and the God of our forefathers, Shavraham u'avicha, because Avram is considered your father. V'yesh lecha lomar, and so too you should say, shinhalte et avoteinu, this is the land that you gave to our forefathers, shel Avraham nitena haaretz, for the land was given to Avram. Shenemar, as the verse says, kumitalech baaretz lo'ka ul'rochba ki lecha etnena. God says to Avram, arise, walk through the land, its length, its width, for I will give it to you. Aval, but says the Rambam, shotzeitanu mimitzrayim, when we say, you took us out of Egypt. Or, shasa nisim la'avoteinu, when we say, God did miracles to our forefathers, so this doesn't date back to Avram. This dates back to the period of Hanukkah, of Purim. Or the Hotzeitanu mimitzrayim took us out of Egypt, dates back to four generations after Avram. Im ratzita leshanot, let's say you would want to change, v'lomar shotzeita Yisrael mimitzrayim, if you'd rather say Hashem took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, v'sheasita nisim liYisrael, or that you Hashem did miracles to the Jewish people, emo, you could change that. V'im lo shenita klum, but if you don't change it, en v'chach hafsed, you haven't lost anything. Me'achar shenichnasta tachat kanfei Shechina v'nirveta al Hashem, being that you've come under the wings of the Shechina, and you've tagged along, you also are tagging along to God, so to speak, you're walking in God's footsteps, en kan efresh beinenu v'encha, there's no difference between us and you, says the Rambam. V'chol hanisim shenasu, and all the miracles that were done, ke'ilu lanu ulcha nasu, it is as though they were done to us and to you as well. Harayu umer b'Yishayahu, as the prophet in Isaiah says, v'al yomar ben hanechar, hanilva el Adonai leimor, havdel yavdilani, Adonai me'alamo, let not the Gentile, someone who's ben nechar, he's the son of a Gentile, let him not say, when he comes and joins God, God will separate me from his nation. The Navi Isaiah, the Navi Yeshayah says, don't let him say that. En sham efresh klal beineinu uvencha lechol davar. There's no difference between us and you at all, says the Rambam. Uvadai yesh lecha levarech asher bachar banu, and certainly you should make the blessing that God chose us, v'asher natananu, and that God gave us the Torah, v'asher hivdilanu, and that God separated us from the nations, shekvar bachar techa akadosh baruch hu, for God has already chosen you, v'hivdilecha min ha'umot, and separated you from the nations, v'natan lecha Torah, and given you the Torah, shatorah lanu v'lagerim nitna, for the Torah was given to us and the gerim. And here I've had an understanding in the Rambam, I'm not sure you have to say that this is what the Rambam meant, but I wonder if this is what the Rambam meant. When we say God chose us, so usually we mean the Jewish people. The Rambam's wording, shekvar bachar becha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God has chosen you, seems to be more direct. It seems to be that, I'm not sure if this is what the Rambam means, I don't think you have to say that this is what the Rambam means, but I wonder if that's what the Rambam means. That the Jewish people were chosen as a whole, and the Gerim, they were chosen as individuals. A far more intimate connection with God. V'hivdilcha, and you notice the Rambam's terminology is in the yachid, in the individualistic sense. God separated you from the nations. V'natan lecha ha-Torah, God gave you the Torah, shatorah lanu v'lagerim nitna, for the Torah was given to us and to the gerim. Shenemar, as the verse says, hakahal chukachat lachem v'lager agar, chukat olam nedorotechem kachim, kager yiyeh lifnei Hashem. God tells the people, the congregation will have one statue. You and the ger, the convert alike. There's going to be an eternal law between you people for your generations that the ger is equal to you before God. Torah chat u'mishpat echad, the Torah says, Torah achat, mishpat echad yiyeh lachem velager agar itechem. You will have one Torah, one justice system for you and for the ger who lives in your midst. So that's point number one. Which I think just for that, if we'd close the Rambam now, we've already gotten a lot. Vida says the Rambam, and I want you to know, ki avoteinu sheyatzu mimitzrayim, that our forefathers who left Egypt, ruban ovedei avodah zarah hayu b'mitzrayim. The majority of our forefathers served idols in Egypt. Nitarvu bagoyim, they mixed among the nations, v'lamdu mimaseihem, and they learned from their actions. Ad sheshalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until God sent Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, v'rabban shel chol ha-nevim, and teacher of all the prophets, v'ivdilanu min ha-amim, and then he separated us from the nations, v'ichnisanu tacht kanfei ha-shechina, and he brought us under the wings of the Shechina. Again, says the Rambam, lanu, us, ulchol ha-gerim, and all the converts. V'sam lechulanu chuka achat, and God placed one statute for all of us. You guys ready for the punchline? Ve'al yehi yichuscha kal be'einecha. And don't take lightly your yichus, your genealogy. Im anu mityachasim el Avraham Yitzchak ve'Yaakov, if we come from Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, that's who we are descendants of, ata mityaches, you are considered a descendant of Lemi Shamar Vaya Haolam, to the one who said and the world came to be. You're considered a descendant of God. V'chen mefurash b'Yishaya, and so the prophet in Isaiah explains, Ze yomar l'Hashem ani, v'ze yikra b'Shem Yaakov. This one will say, I am for God, and this one will call in the name of Yaakov. Says the Rambam, the first part of the verse, this one will say, I am God's. Hager yomar l'Hashem ani. The ger will be able to say, I'm God's. V'Yisraeli, but the Israelite, yikra b'shem Yaakov, he will say, I'm a descendant of Jacob. V'chol ma she'amarnu l'cha, now the Rambam returns to the halachic discussion. And everything we told you, b'inyan ha-brachot, shelo tshaneh davar, with regard to the blessings, that you shouldn't change anything, ra'aya lazeh, I'll prove it to you, mimasechet bikurim, from the Mishnah in Tractate Bikurim. Taman tanenan, over there in Bikurim, the Mishnah says the following. We have a mitzvah to bring Bikurim, and when we bring it, we read, Arami Oved Avi, my forefather Yaakov, was almost wiped out, almost annihilated by the Armenian, by Lavan, the Aram. So, one has to fulfill many obligations, many details, many criteria, in order to read the parsha. He has to own the land, he has to bring up the fruits in the proper time. So, the Mishnah over there says, the opinion of the Mishnah is, Hager, if you have a convert who owns land in Israel and he's bringing his first fruits to the temple, mevi, he's obligated to bring his first fruits, ve'ino kore, but he does not read that section of the Torah when he brings his fruits, she'ino yechol lomar, she'nishba Hashem la'avoteinu latet lanu, for he cannot truthfully declare, thank you Hashem for the land that you promised our forefathers to give us. So the Mishnah is of the opinion that the ger cannot say that. The Mishnah continues and says, "Kshu mitpalel bifnei atzmo, when a ger prays alone, Omer, he says, Elohei avot Israel, God is the God of the fathers of Israel. He doesn't say my forefathers. So the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah that seems to contradict everything he said until now. The Mishnah says that the ger cannot pray like a Jew. Ukshu mitpalel bevet haKnesset, and when he's praying with the congregation, Omer, so then he says in his Shmoneh Esrei, Elohei avotechem, your father's God. So that seems to be in direct contradiction with the Rambam, right? This Mishnah. Says the Rambam, Zeusta Mishnah. This is the Mishnah as it is plainly written. Vil Rabbi Meir, and it is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Veina Alacha. But that's not the halacha, says the Rambam. There is such an opinion in halacha, but that's not how we rule halachically. Ela, but rather, k'moshen itparesh b'Yerushalmi, as the Jerusalem Talmud explains, Taman Amrinan, over there we say, the Jerusalem Talmud says, Tenei b'shem Rabbi Yehuda taught, Ger atzmo mevi, the ger can bring the first fruits, he's required to bring the first fruits, v'koreh, and he does read, he does say, thank you God for the land you gave our forefathers. My time, eh? What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda? Ki av hamon goyim netaticha. God told Abraham, God said to Avram Avinu, I'm changing your name from Avram to Avraham, and I'm adding that hey because now it means av hamon. Ki av hamon goyim netaticha. God says, I've made you a father to the masses of nations. L'sheavar hayita av la'aram. Originally, you were considered the father, so to speak, of the Armenians. Mikan ve'ilach, from here onward, ata av lechol abriyot, you are the father of all of my creatures. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar, and then the Talmud says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like this opinion, like Rabbi Yehuda. Ata uvda kamed Rabbi Avahu, a case came before Rabbi Avahu, ve'orak Rabbi Yehuda, and he ruled, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the conclusion of the Jerusalem Talmud is that the halacha is that a ger speaks like a Jew speaks. He prays like a Jew prays. Hinei nitbarer lecha. So the Rambam says, it's been clarified to you, sheyesh lecha lomar, that you should say, asher nishva Hashem la'avoteinu, that God promised to give this land to our forefathers, v'shavram av lanu, u'lechol ha'tzadikim ha'nilvim al Hashem la'alech bidrachav, that Avram is our forefather, and he is the forefather to all those righteous people who have joined God to go in his footsteps. Vehu adin lishar habachot v'atfilot, and the same is true for all other blessings and prayers, shelot tishane klum, don't change a thing. So the Rambam says, Rabbi Ovadia Ager, you're considered an offspring of God, and you're considered Avram's descendant, and so you definitely can say Hashem is your forefather, pray like everyone else prays, make your blessings like everyone else makes their blessings. So that was question number one and answer number one. Yes?
But the Mishnah goes against that. Right?
The Rambam quoted that the Mishnah brings Rabbi Meir's opinion who disagrees with that, and then the Rambam brings in the Jerusalem Talmud, we have a quote from Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and the Jerusalem Talmud rules with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So that's why that's the halacha, says the Rambam. Okay, so that was question number one. Question number two. Sheila Shnia, your second question. A question in basic Jewish philosophy. Be'inyan ha'kol bidei shamayim chutz mi'irat shamayim. With regard to the question, our sages teach us everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. So we'll pick up here.